information, where unknown forces strike the edge of ecology.
Stratford in the pink. An older A to Z of London depicts the land west of Stratford as an unlikely place for a tourist to visit. It is a large area enclosed by a girdle of roads like the walls of an ancient city, making it part of Greater London yet somehow separate. Railways penetrate this border, feeding massive warehouses and cold stores clustered around a container terminal. There is also a small urban island to the north, near the Eastway cycle circuit. The landscape has two rivers, bringing natural relief to what might appear an industrial bleakness. The first is the River Lea, snaking down from Hackney Marsh until it gains a fittingly industrial new name, the Waterworks River. There is also a peculiar strand known as the Channelsea River, a short, narrow waterway running briefly alongside the Lea, detached from the canals further south. Areas like this are fascinating to study for those interested in urban landscapes, industry and unusual corners of London. Blanks on the map are never empty but show unspecified areas where no construction has occurred. These may be valued for their recreational use as rough and ready wildlife reserves, or remain neglected sites of broken asphalt. However, the coming of the Olympic Games in the summer of 2012 was to change the place forever. Contrast the A to Z London with a map obtained recently, handed out on the streets of the city. Jointly published by the Mayor of London and Transport for London, the London Summer 2012 map unfolds into a vast sheet depicting the city centre on one side and the area towards Stratford on the other. Landmarks are shown in perspective as aerial drawings like the houses on a Monopoly board. Many astonishing new structures have appeared. Looking at the map's depiction of Stratford, the once industrial zone is dotted with these new landmarks. Most of the area bordered by the roads has become the Olympic Park, which the map encloses with a pink line, a colour known as Process Magenta by printers, and used all over London on the Olympics and Paralympic signs. Gone are the warehouses and the Eastway cycle circuit, as if they had never existed. As with the stations of the Docklands Light Railway, enticing new names have been given to indistinct patches of land, suddenly defining them as locations. The area east of the Waterworks River becomes Orbit Circus, adding a kind of geographical permanence to the great twisted tower designed by Anish Kapoor. Just north, World Square lies beside the River Lea, perhaps challenging Trafalgar Square for future iconic status. Britannia Row and the Street Market are similar inventions, despite an established ring to their names. The map shows 10 architectural features, all new except Eton Manor to the north. The best known, of course, is the Olympic Stadium, although it will be interesting to see whether it is renamed as the games recede in time. Along with the Orbit, the stadium is the most notable of Stratford's new landmarks. Others are dotted across the open space, like attractions in a theme park, the velodrome and aquatic centre among them. The border depicted as a pink line on the map was, in reality, a security barrier camouflaged by Olympics branded banners. The area was impossible to enter during the games unless one had a valid ticket. However, there was one way the border could be breached. The Docklands Light Railway runs between Stratford and Mile End, crossing the Olympic Park, although there is no stop within the park itself. The nearest station, Pudding Mill Lane, was closed during the games. A stunning view could still be obtained by travelling on this line, which skims south past the stadium and Orbit. The map also shows the Greenway, a pedestrian and cycle route passing diagonally north to east through the area. The Greenway is just over 5 miles long and is a wonderful way to cross East London if discovery, not speed, is the requisite. The path runs atop a linear embankment that covers the northern outfall sewer and has had attractive signage added in recent times. As the Greenway passes through the Olympic Park, close to the stadium, this portion remained closed until December 2012, while temporary structures were removed from the site. The same is true of the View Tube, a popular cafe and observation post that allowed the public to see the Olympic construction works. Alas, the even greater workings of Crossrail, London's latest subterranean incursion, means a nearby stretch of the Greenway remains closed until late 2014. The path will then allow one to walk or cycle at leisure through this reconstructed quarter of London. So what could a Stratford visitor see during the Olympics without a ticket to the Games? For one, the consumerist temple of Westfield, a vast curvy mall of retail outlets. Its exterior was hung with giant banners of athletes demonstrating the Olympic ideal, while nearby office buildings were clad in vast hoardings depicting the stadium and other imagery sponsored by a car manufacturer. Strange metallic leaves were displayed on gantries, becoming luminous in the sun of late afternoon. There was much activity below on the forecourt of Stratford Station. In addition to the attentions of Olympic volunteers clad in purple and pink, the event had drawn others to its hinterland. The pavement became a circus throughout the Games, with numerous preachers and evangelical groups keen to seize the day. Leaflets were given out on Christian themes, some published especially for the occasion. One featured a sketch of the stadium and asked, "What if your thought life was broadcast at this year's Games? Our sins would be found out if revealed in this way when shown tonight on the stadium's big screen." Others publicised issues such as human rights in the Congo and the plight of the Tamils in Sri Lanka. Solo preachers stood their ground with confidence, speaking to often uninterested crowds, while the more musical offered gospel songs and drumming. Hopefully, the venues will be well used now the Olympics and Paralympics are over. The old landscape has been swept away to allow their construction. But this clearance was not without cost, whether financially, culturally or economically. The utilities of old Stratford had undoubted value, whether or not they were seen as attractive. The Games have come and gone in the summer of 2012, but the changes to the urban fabric remain.
The information where unknown forces strike the edge of ecology.